Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Wheat producers through the Oklahoma Wheat Commission actively support the wheat breeding efforts of the Wheat Improvement Team at Oklahoma State University and wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver. Dr. Carver has a vision of helping wheat producers succeed not just as grain producers, but also as food crop producers.
Exactly. Yeah, this is the prize food of human civilization. It's what got us started. And that's the way we need to approach it from a plant breeding standpoint. Let's not just think about yield, test weight, and protein. We'll do that. But let's be a little bit more sophisticated and give this food crop the attention it deserves and bring out the best qualities of it. I mean, there's a lot of good qualities in the wheat germ. You get bioactive compounds that help us in our health and nutrition. There's things in the bran. Those are kind of that's the frontier where I think we are approaching, if not in, to address conventional wheat breeding.
Learn more about how the Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer at okwheat.org.
Well, cattle futures did not accomplish much in the way of market direction yesterday. It did, however, indicate that the market is supported. Futures did not fall back after the surge higher Monday. In fact, August and later live cattle contracts posted new highs. It was a bit disappointing, though, that futures could not receive any spillover strength from hogs. Rather than traders buying into cattle, due to the strength of hogs, they bought directly into the hog market. Well, hogs have the attention of traders, though, as no other commodity showing similar strength. June and July futures closed above $1 per pound, and that's a psychological milestone and will give a gift that was not anticipated late last year. The August contract is knocking on the door of the same level. Packers still do not have enough purchased and are not to slowing down in their aggressiveness. The market is realizing the hogs are not out there, nor will they be for much of the rest of the year. Selling at all three wheat exchanges overnight after light gains yesterday evening opened were given up. Some confusion early yesterday led to a plunge in wheat prices early, only to see futures rally all the way back to post gains in Kansas City and Chicago, with just small losses in Minneapolis. The selling exhaustion candles in Chicago and Kansas City were impressive, while Minneapolis was left with a doji, indicating indecision on the part of buyers and sellers. Light selling in corn futures overnight as most contracts ease back from the gains posted yesterday, although May corn remains in positive territory thanks to the prevalence of bull spreading. The main feature in the market this week has been China's purchase of corn, which has been widely rumored since last week. Trade pundits are suggesting the purchase took place last week, but the announcement was delayed so it could appear in front of the joint meetings between the two countries this week in Alaska. Steady to weaker trade across the soy complex overnight as most contracts dip from yesterday's settlements. May and July soybean oil are higher overnight. Soybeans and soybean oil have maintained their uptrends, while soy meal has returned to its losing ways after the bout of strength on Monday. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV. Calf raises at work. Shoulder rolls at a red light. Move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Well, checking livestock futures, April live cattle down 92 yesterday, 118.20. The June down 32 at 121.45. April feeder cattle down 60, 143.32. May unchanged, 149.72. April hogs up 235 at 92.90. Kansas City wheat, May is down 5.25, 603. July down 5.5, 607. Chicago wheat, May down 5.5, 641.5. July was down 5 cents at 632. May corn up 3/4 at 555. July down 0.25 at 541.5. May soybeans down 4.5 cents at 1418 3/4. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.